is free.
Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of sharing this broadcast service with this precious people today. Wherever our service is being heard, we pray the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every one. I'm so thankful that I know you love everyone and that Jesus died for everyone, and whosoever will may come. So use our service today to bless hearts and to help souls. If there are lost in our congregation, help them to see their need of thee. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We're continuing our service now with the selection, Kingdom of Peace.
Oh,
pleasure.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Millennialism Refuted. And our text of Scripture is Ephesians 5 and 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. The doctrine of millennialism is taught widely in parts of the religious world, yet it is not taught in the Scriptures. I want you to think with me as we go into this subject today. First of all, the current dispensation is the last age of time. The Scriptures call this the last time in Jude verse 18. This dispensation of the fullness of time, Ephesians 1 and 10. When Christ comes, then cometh the end. So we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 23 and 24. I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. So we read in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 11. So when Christ comes, the earth and the heavens will flee away, and there will be found no place for them. So where are you going to have a millennium? Now, the second point, the gospel of Christ in this dispensation offers the last hope of mercy to mankind. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, as the Holy Ghost says, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So we read in Mark 16 and 15. Now God commands all men everywhere to repent. So Paul said in Athens, Greece, Acts 17 and 30. So this day, this present time, is the only opportunity that mankind will have to be saved and to make heaven his home. There will be no second chance. Now the third point, there is but one coming future for Christ. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 28. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So we read in Hebrews 9:27. It doesn't say after we die, then comes a millennial reign, or then comes the rapture. It says it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. Not a 7-year rapture, I say, not a 1,000-year literal kingdom. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Now, that's not talking about the first literal resurrection. It's talking about those that are in the graves, those that are there. They shall rise before those who are living are caught up. For the Lord, for Paul goes on to say here that they shall all be caught up together, and so shall we ever remain with the Lord. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with those that are resurrected in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with him. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. There is no secret rapture. If the Lord comes with a shout and with the archangels and the trump of God, that's not going to be a secret coming. No, indeed. Every eye, we are told, shall behold him. There will be four things that will take place at the instant of Christ's coming. Let us look at them. First of all, the universal resurrection of all the dead. The hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. That's John 5:28-29. And that verse clearly tells us that the wicked and the righteous shall be resurrected at the same time. No two literal resurrections is to be found in this verse of Scripture. Now, the general judgment, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 and 32. Now, the third point of what's going to happen instantly whenever Christ comes, those on the left-hand side shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. So we read in the 46th verse of the 25th chapter. And he will reward the righteous and punish the wicked, for the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father and with the angels, and then shall he reward every man according to his works. Matthew 16:27. And the fourth point, the utter consuming and passing away of this earth and the works therein. I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 and 12. Now, concerning the two literal resurrections, the first resurrection is spiritual and not literal. Let me repeat that. The first resurrection is not literal, but spiritual. We know that we are passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. 1 John 3:14. The hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. And you hath he quickened, that is, resurrected, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Ephesians 2:1. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us, that is, resurrected us, together with Christ. By grace you are saved. Ephesians 2:4-5. So salvation, being raised from the dead state of sin to life in Christ, that is the first resurrection. Now the second resurrection is literal. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. John 5:28. Martha said unto Jesus, there at the tomb of Lazarus, I know that he, that is her brother Lazarus, shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And that's John 11:24. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised. That's 1 Corinthians 15:52. The kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom and not a literal kingdom. My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my disciples fight. But now is my kingdom, not from hence. John 18:36. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Luke 16:16. How could men press into the kingdom before it was set up? In the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Daniel 2:44. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand, that is now. Repent ye therefore, and believe the gospel. So Jesus said in Mark 1:15, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Romans 14:17. How could Jesus be a king and not have a kingdom? Since the kingdom is spiritual, how can we enter into it? Nicodemus came to Jesus asking about eternal life, and Jesus told him, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Nicodemus asked, how can a man be born again when he is old? And Jesus answered, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And Jesus told Nicodemus, that's the only way into the kingdom of God. But it was possible for Nicodemus, a religious man, and didn't have salvation, it was possible for him to be born again then and enter into the kingdom of God. Nowhere does the Bible teach a 7-year rapture. Nowhere does the Bible teach a literal kingdom of 1,000 years here on earth. Let me read from Revelation 20:4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Christ and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, and neither the image of the beast, and they had not received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Now, many people and teach this millennial doctrine, teach that the first resurrection is a literal resurrection of those that are in the graves. And they teach that as the first resurrection. But here we find in verse 5 that after the 1,000 years are over, there the first resurrection takes place. And the thought I want you to see in this fourth verse is that it was the souls of those that were beheaded for the cause of Christ, and not literal bodies here on earth, but it was the souls of those that had been slain. And that happened in the early morning time of this dispensation. We also read in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, beginning with verse 9, and when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar. Notice that, under the altar. And that means that they had been a living sacrifice on the altar here, but they had died, and they were now with the Lord under the altar. And who were they? They were those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony of him that held his word. So these are the very same ones. These here in Revelation 6 that were slain are the same ones that we read of in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4. And both of them tell us that the ones that was reigning were souls that were reigning with Christ, not on this earth. In fact, here in the 6th chapter of Revelation, those that were under the altar asked, how long would it be until they would take vengeance on those on the earth? So, beloved, the first resurrection is not a literal resurrection, but a spiritual resurrection, and the millennial doctrine is not taught in the Scriptures anywhere. Our future home is in heaven. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And so the saints of God shall go to be with the Lord eternally. Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We invite you to be with us next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be bringing you another Way of Truth broadcast.